Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, September 2nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in identifying an individual in reference to a burglary. The individual was seen on video surveillance at 117 King Road in Wauchula, the Moose Lodge. Pictures of the individual can be found on our Hardy Midday Facebook page. If you can identify who this is, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or you can call in tips anonymously to Heartland Crime Stoppers by calling 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Or you can also call from any cell phone by dialing **TIPS. Remember, when you turn in tips with Heartland Crime Stoppers, you are eligible for a reward. And the Florida Police Chiefs Association, FPCA, and the Florida Sheriff's Association, FSA, are once again this year designating the month of September to honor the service and sacrifice of Florida law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty this year. Sadly, this includes the growing number of those who have succumbed to COVID-19 while protecting our communities. We continue to raise awareness of the ongoing threat to law enforcement from COVID-19. Quoting FPCA President Stefan Dembinski, "Law enforcement officers understand their oath of service means sacrifice. Over the past 18 months, that's meant willingly exposing themselves to COVID-19 in the line of duty and potentially exposing their families when they return home." Your local events this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Frostproof Bulldogs in a non-district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. And if you can't make it out there, listen online to 102.1 The Outlaw. Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your job's here in Hardy County. First up, the Wauchula Police Department is looking for an assistant chief of police. Qualifications and job duties can be found on the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page. Hardy County is looking for a public works director. Qualifications include a bachelor's degree in civil engineering, 5 years of experience in roadway design, engineering, drainage, or public works, and a valid Florida driver's license. And Wanzik Construction is looking for a heavy equipment operator, a high school diploma or GED, and at least 1 to 3 years of experience and related training are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 82 degrees out with a 35% chance of rain. Cloudy, the air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 3, moderate. Winds southwest at 8 miles per hour with gusts up to 12. Humidity is extremely humid at 80%. The dew point 75. Cloud cover is 95%. Visibility is 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 9,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:06 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms early this afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon with highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 and a 60% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 90, west winds around 5 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Friday night, mostly clear, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the lower 70s, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming northeast after midnight with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA plans to purchase roughly $400 million in produce, beef, pork, poultry, fish, and dairy products for distribution to outlets with the Emergency Food Assistance Program. Purchases will be made under the authority of the CARES Act with the purpose of supporting the Emergency Food Network so states, food banks, and local organizations can reliably serve their communities. Solicitations will be available electronically through the web-based supply chain management system and on the Agricultural Marketing Services website. U.S. imports of potatoes and potato products for the marketing year ending June 30th increased by 12% in fresh weight equivalent volume and 16% in volume compared to the previous year. MorningAgClips.com reports the increase in total imports was driven by a 22% increase in potato chips, 15% increase in frozen fries, and 11% increase in dehydrated potatoes. The USDA is updating the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2 for contract producers of eligible livestock, poultry, and specialty crop producers and other sales-based commodities. CFAP 2, which assists producers who faced market disruptions in 2020 due to COVID-19, is part of the USDA's broader Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative. USDA's Farm Service Agency has set an October 12 deadline for all eligible producers to apply for or modify CFAP 2 applications.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Florida's Agriculture Commissioner says unfair trade practices are costing Florida growers nearly $4 billion a year. Commissioner Nikki Fried released a study conducted by the Department of Ag and Consumer Services which show Mexican imports result in up to 20% lost sales annually for Florida producers. That equates to between 17,000 to over 35,000 lost jobs in the state. Fried outlined data that shows the disparity of market shares between Mexico and Florida's vegetable and specialty crop farmers.
While Florida saw its bell peppers market share drop by nearly 75% between 2000 and 2020, Mexico's gained by 95%. Florida tomatoes were down 52%, while Mexico's were up 102%.
The Mexican government heavily subsidizes its fruit and vegetable industry. Fried says that allows Mexican farmers to produce crops with higher yields, better quality, improved market access, higher prices, better pest control, and at a reduced risk. Wage differences are also striking. Fried says Florida farmers need the federal government's help to level the playing field. She has thrown her support behind the Defending Domestic Produce Production Act, legislation that would allow seasonal ag producers to ask federal regulators to investigate unfair foreign trade and seek relief. She also called on consumers to buy only locally grown produce.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander. Small businesses hit by Hurricane Ida face a slow and daunting recovery as they grapple with storm damage, a lack of power, water, and internet service, and limited ability to communicate with clients or customers. More than 1 million homes and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi were left without power. The U.S. government's Highway Safety Agency wants detailed information on how Tesla's autopilot system detects and responds to emergency vehicles parked on highways. The request is part of a wide-ranging investigation into how the company's partially automated driving system behaves. On Wall Street, the Dow down 48 points, closing at 35,312. The Nasdaq gained 50 to 15,309. And the S&P 500 up a point to 4,534. With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Cross. Garrett Cole racked up a season-high 15 strikeouts over seven innings to earn his American League-leading 14th victory. The New York Yankees snapped their four-game skid with a 4-1 victory at L.A. Wednesday. Yanks manager Aaron Boone was asked about Cole's day on the mound.
Dominant. You know, he's obviously had some really good ones in his career and certainly with us the last two seasons. That, for me, was up there.
Yanks finally picked up ground in AL East leader Tampa Bay, who saw their nine-game winning streak snapped by Boston 3-2. Rays first baseman Joey Wendell summed up their loss.
But you can't go 0-11 with runners in scoring position and expect to win.
Tampa Bay's lead over New York now seven games. Seattle blank Houston 1-0. The Mariners shut out the West leaders for the second day in a row. The Astros starting and losing pitcher Jake Odorizzi.
Even the best offenses can struggle. You know, doing it back-to-back makes it stand out more, but there's going to be times throughout the year where, you know, we get shut out.
Detroit beat Oakland 8-6. The Tigers' four-game slide is over. Austin Hedges' RBI single in the 11th gave Cleveland a 5-3 win over Kansas City.
Toronto beat Baltimore 5-4. This is Esrin Sports. In a battle of NL division leaders, Milwaukee down San Francisco 5-2. The Brewers go for a four-game sweep at San Francisco today. L.A. beat East leader Atlanta 4-3. The Dodgers, with their third win in a row, move a half a game ahead of the Giants for the West lead. St. Louis split a doubleheader with Cincinnati winning the first game 5-4. The Reds the second 12-2. Reds outfielder Nick Castellanos, who hit a grand slam and a two-run homer in the second game, says a playoff berth is on their minds.
Every game down this stretch is a push for the wild card.
The Reds hold the second wild card spot by half game over San Diego, who lost to Arizona 8-3. Padres manager Jace Tingler on his team losing 14 of 19.
We just got to be from pitch one all the way through, just a little bit, you know, more consistent, squaring up the ball.
Philadelphia and Washington and Miami and New York rained out. Interleague finals, the AL Central leading White Sox beat Pittsburgh 6-3. It was Colorado downing Texas 9-5. The Cubs blanked the Twins 3-0. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, or you just visit them online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: I have a lot of growing up to do. I realized that the other day inside my treehouse. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay safe, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.